Hello and welcome back to our rolling coverage here on Press TV. This is International Al-Quds Day, and it is Friday here in the capital, Tehran. We've been covering for you what's going out on the streets.
And in
fabricated regime.
You say it's in the 11th century, and now we can see the same thing. Every time the Israelis try to siege Al-Quds and prevent people from going to the churches or going to the mosques in order to pray and give their homage to their land and to their people. So Imam Khomeini, when he called for this International Day for Al-Quds, he did not mean only the Muslims, although he did the Muslims to unite for this reason, for this case, in order to have one day and one week in order to express their collective ideas and
sentiments. Okay, Mohsen Saleh, I apologize. I have to unfortunately interrupt you because we're going to go live. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is speaking on International Al-Quds Day. We're going to take a listen in to what the president has to say.
The fabricated regime has been established in the lands of others, especially in the past 60 years and in the wake of the so-called legitimization of this regime at the United Nations. The greatest historical crimes have been committed in our region and in the land of Palestine. Millions of people lost their homes, and still they are refugees. Tens of thousands of, hundreds of thousands of people are still dreaming of returning home, and they simply lost their lives with that dream. Instead of millions of refugees, millions of others from elsewhere in the world, they were, through deception and lies, they were taken to the Palestinian land, and they were repressed by those original Palestinian people. They announced that their goal to establish this regime was to capture from the Nile to the Rio Euphrates. That's the occupation of the whole Islamic territories, the occupation of the whole region. In the past 60 years, they constantly keep threatening everyone. There is no nation or people that remains free of their threats. They launched 5 great wars. Tens of people were killed. Still, hundreds of people were rendered homeless. The whole of this fabricated regime's ambition is the whole land it possesses is occupied. It's the only regime that simply assassinates the freedom-loving and Palestinian personalities and with prior knowledge, and it does not recognize any geographical or political boundaries for itself. The people are confined to their own homes. They get killed, and they lose their homes at the hands of the Zionist regime. People's homes, they destroy people's homes and roofs on top of their heads. They have trampled upon all human values. They do not consider, they attach no importance to any basic humane principles. They use banned weapons. They have deprived the children and women of basic rights, food and water, the cultural heritage, the historical land sites. They eradicate them all. They attack the ships carrying humanitarian water in international waters. Everyone is free to move about in those waters. They attack those ships. They kill and they take hostage. They humiliate world nations. They say they want to establish a Jewish government, not the religion of Jews, not the rule of the race of the Jews. It's in the name of Jews, but it's actually by a group of defamed brutal Zionists. They are the crystallization of racism. They're the epitome of racism. The officials say that Jews are superior to others. Of course, you know that this is all a pretext in the name of the Jewish race, and they are the first. The Jews themselves are the first victims of the Zionists. They spread corruption in the world. The largest scale of moral corruption and cultural devastation is committed by the Zionist regime. No culture is immune from their destruction and threats. Everyone is being threatened by them. Their victory and their supremacy and also their continuation, they find all this in the destruction of all regions and in the lack of identity of all world nations that they want to bring about. This is the status of the Zionists. But on the other side, if you look at the supporters of that regime that gave rise to its existence, let's see what their attitude is like. Now, the whole world has come to realize that leaders of Western governments, they absolutely lend their support to the Zionists. Those who, when it comes to human rights, if in one point of the world, one agent or one single officer simply runs over somebody, they will scream from the bottom of their hearts and they will issue tens of resolutions against world nations. But when it comes to the crimes committed by the Zionist regime, they simply keep silent. And the whole of those treacherous activities of the Zionist regime, they simply try to justify them. They deviate and manipulate the history. We have the World War II. Without any shame, they manipulate the history of the war. They do not let research to be done by scientists. The most heinous measures in support of the Zionist regime, all of these have been revived. They have innovated things. Unfortunately, they humiliate their own people. They have created some symbols, and the symbol of Holocaust, for example. Teachers need to, in those countries, to take their students to those symbols and lecture them, and then they call the fathers of these bearers of symbol as criminals. The most heinous thing in the history has been done under the pretext of a likely crime. Based on the law, they occupied other people's lands, and under pretext of what has happened in Europe, they are actually using the pocket of others and the land of others to make up for that. Today, the condition in Europe and in North America, the condition is, in a way, if anyone wants to become the president or member of parliament or cabinet minister, they need to be selected by the Zionists. 4 years ago, one of my colleagues, who was a special advisor, made a trip to a European country and talked to one of these so-called powerful officials who had seen experienced the previous war. They had a meeting. When the meeting was over, he asked for a private meeting. In the private meeting, he had said he had a message for me not to speak against the Zionists so much, and he asked him why, and he said, when he talks against the Zionists, we feel embarrassed and we are under pressure. The Zionists are partners in most of the European and American companies. They still receive taxes after 60 plus years after the end of the World War II. Just recently, they came and claimed against almost a relatively independent country in the north of Africa. They said those who lost their lives in war, they had accounts in their banks, and you need to give us the money back. And they got billions of dollars of money from a nation's bank accounts, and they simply surrender to the Zionist regime. If you make a simple calculation, so far you can save $1,500 billion of money has been given to the Zionist regime in aid that was equipped with lots of kinds of various kinds of weapons of mass destruction, talking of democracy, freedom, and human rights slogans. When it comes to the Zionist regime, then all of these are forgotten and they lose their meaning. They have, the Zionist regime has given absolute authority and carte blanche. Another thing they did was the Zionist regime was made a member of the United Nations. This way it was legitimized and recognized, actually. Then, in a rare act, they also passed a resolution according to which no one has the right to speak about the Holocaust, no one can comment about the Holocaust and question it, or else then that person will be condemned. This is what was done by the leaders of the Western countries. And even uglier than this is that the regulation of their ties with other governments and nations is conditional to according recognition to the Zionist regime and cooperating with the Zionist regime. Now our question is, why is it so? Why should the Zionist regime commit so many crimes? Why does it have no restrictions? And why do Western countries simply, at the price of the good name of their people, lend all their support to that regime? For you and for most of the world people, today the response to this question has been clarified. We are of the belief that the goal of establishment of the Zionist regime is continuation of the era of colonialism, but this time through the unity of the colonizers. Before, they used to colonize world countries, and there was this competition, and they also fought against each other in the past. Now, their historical aim was domination all over the world. With the establishment of the Zionist regime, all of them are now have come to this consensus on this one. They have put aside their differences, and in order to plunder the world's riches through the Zionist regime, they have come together and stood by each other's side. In the most important strategic part of the world, that is the Middle East, which is the crossroads of the communication interactions in the world. Hegemony over the Middle East is a prelude to dominating the whole world, and dominating the whole world requires first domination over the Middle East. The Zionist regime has been used as a lever in order to wage domination all over the world, and they're ready to pay any price for that. Today, the Zionist regime and the thought of Zionism is the major pivot around which the colonizers have got united to plunder in the face of sublime human cultures. At anywhere they have different opinion when it comes to the Zionist regime, they have consensus. An American lecturer had written an article. He had said, the prophet, God, and the book of God, and all these sanctities, we have trampled all upon these, and there is only one divine axis, and that is the Zionist thought and the Zionist regime. And that is even edified. It's higher than they respect God. They officially tell us that in their meetings, they say whatever they want to say against us, no problem, but say nothing against the Zionists. Slogans of death to Israel. They had this ambition in the course of history to dominate the Quds. For hundreds of years, they launched invasions against it. They captured Quds. They killed